Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Friday. A few NBA playoff games tonight. We'll get into the weekend action as well. And I want to start with the Bucks. This one now will be in Indiana. I think the Pacers will be fired up after that stellar game two performance where Indiana shot 55% from the field, 44% from three. Everything was working for them. I can't help but keep my eye on Siakam props here. I mean, he's just been, I think, the most experienced player for the Pacers. So if they're going to continue this, they're going to need big contributions from him. His point prop, 26.5. Looking at the over on that one, Joe. But overall, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, well, the Siakam thing is, what's going on with Giannis? Is he definitely going to be out again? Because that's the angle. He's just taking over these games. I don't think he's going to play. But is he going to play at some point in the series? They listed him as doubtful yesterday. Chris Middleton was listed as questionable. So I'm assuming he's not going to play, but my concern is, what if you play a Siakam number that is now inflated, you know, reacting to what he did over the last couple of games, and then it doesn't hit? I've been betting Siakam points and rebounds. That number's at 37.5. He's crushed that number in both games. So I don't know if we're there yet where you might have to walk away, because game one was 49, game two was 48. But I also can't sit here and say that there's value on it. Man, you would think
now you're
at home. I don't know. 37.5. Would you still bet it? I think it was 34.5 in game two when I bet it.
You're talking about Siakam for points
and rebounds.
Yeah. Okay. And rebounds. Yeah. I like it. I still don't think I'm ready to get off the Siakam props. I'd probably just stick to points at like -122. I get it. It's not like plus money. But even if Giannis does play, coming off that calf injury, is he going to be limited in any capacity? I just don't know until I see differently. I mean, the other angle you could take is like, now, you know, the Pacers are at home. Is there some role players that you want to look towards that maybe could step up?
Yeah. Reed Wallach was talking about Haliburton. It's tough. Do you trust him yet? Touches are there. As far as potential assists in the playoffs, he's got the most in the playoffs. He's averaging over 20. So if you want to go points and assists, which that number is at 28.5, we know he has the potential to score more. It's just been tough to trust that. Man, that number feels a little bit too high. Like, I want to bet that prop with Haliburton, but it's probably too high. As far as this game goes, Pacers, 5.5. Most places had it listed at 6, but it's 5.5 at BetMGM. The total is the exact same that we saw in game number two. That game two went over the total. So it's low-ish for the pace that these two teams play at. Do you have an angle on the game?
I really don't. I do have one more prop I was looking at. Don't laugh at me, but Obi Toppin over 7.5 points. He had 9. I know. I knew you were going to do this. But he had 9 last game, only 4 the game before that. But you look at his regular season points, he flies over that. And now that, you know, just the whole theory that the bench might step up at home, that's when they play well. Maybe you'll get something from Obi Toppin.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle. Yeah, you would only consider bench props for the home team. that would be the only spot. If you're betting on Obi Toppin props, you probably think the Pacers are going to cover, right? Bench plays well, supports the team.
Yes, that's a good point. I also think in the playoffs, some of the star players, like, I'm staying away from Halliburton. I don't know what to expect from him. And sometimes I think the props are just harder to figure out. And I think sometimes you can find an edge betting on some of these guys that no one else is betting on or thinking of.
My first thought when I saw the six was just that that's kind of heavy, which makes me think the Pacers might just roll. So, like, is this just a, like, blowout spot for them? I don't know. Like, I want to take the six with Milwaukee, but man, am I just gonna be looking up at halftime? They're gonna be down 20 and it's gonna be over.
Dame's is 30 and a half. He scored 34 again, so he beat that number. If they're losing, he's still gonna be scoring. Higher pace game, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the over hits again. This is low for these two teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not laying six, though, with the Pacers. I'm not. I think every time they change spots, like, they're just going to keep splitting until we get to game seven in the end.
I mean, yeah, and what if Giannis plays and he looks good or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the NBA. I'll go.
Man, I don't love as much in this game. I guess I would go Siakam points and rebounds as long as Giannis is out, because hasn't adjusted enough. So I would expect that to continue. But if it goes much higher, I probably have to walk away. So that, yeah, I'll go back to that as my play from this game.
All right, Clippers Mavericks, the spread at 4.5, total at 213, much lower than that other game we were just talking about. Any strong opinions on the side here?
On the side, 4.5. I would take the dog if I'm doing anything, but I'm not really interested in it. Like the last series I was talking about, I think this one's going to be a long series where it's going six or seven games. So it's a matter of figuring out, okay, which one's the Clippers going to win, which one's the Mavs going to win. The under hit in both games in this series. It is 10 points lower than where we started the series in game number one. So yeah, lower scoring than most people have expected. What do you do here? Do we fade Kawhi? Dare we?
Maybe. I was actually looking at, I want to find out Paul George. He's having a good series. Maybe his PRA over is what I had my eye on.
Yeah. I expect Kawhi to improve as the season moves along. And there's probably a little bit of overreaction right now because the point is only 22.5 for Kawhi. So I don't think it's time to fade him. Like, market-wise, you're probably buying in at the wrong time. And maybe it just takes a game or two for him to get his legs from under him. So, yeah, what he scored, 15 points the other day, had only 7 rebounds. That was in 35 minutes of action. You know he's going to improve. So it's probably a little bit dicey since it is Kawhi and you know what he can do. I would not go that route.
So for Paul George, his PRA, 24.5. Over is minus 104, where I'm looking 28 last game, 30 the game before that. He's been looking good for them, so I think that'll be the look for me prop wise. Paul George over points, rebounds, and assists.
So looking at rebounds, where are we, Zubats? Because his rebounding chances have been through the roof. Like, he's up there with one of the highest in the playoffs. 23 rebounding chances per game so far. So he's at 10.5. Little plus money on the over. I would go over that number. He had 12 last game. Yeah, I'd go over 10.5 boards.
Luka's totals at 9.5.
For just rebounds?
Yeah, it's high, right?
It's his assist number. You probably want to do some combination with Luka.
9.5.
Assist number's 9.5.
Maybe I wonder what a double-double, triple-double for him.
Yeah, the rebounds were down a little bit, but the assists are going to be there because the potential assists every game, they're up there. With rebounding, it's always difficult to predict with him. That was on the low end his last game. He has one of those once in a while. He's usually close to the double figures. Triple-double at home, not a bad look.
Yeah. His points prop seems pretty sharp at 33.5, 32 last game, 33 the game before that. I don't know if I'd touch that because you just don't know what area. Like maybe he's getting it with assists and that's why the triple-double or just PRA or something like that could be a better look.
Yeah, points and assists, 43.5. PRA is 52.5. God, that's a high number.
This is what I'm talking about with the star players in the playoffs. It's like, no way. You're better off just looking at the under.
At what point? Well, was the total adjusted too much? So at what point do you play the over? Are we going to see a higher scoring game at some point?
Well,
the last one was really low scoring.
Yeah. I'm probably not touching the total.
Okay.
It is like 10 points lower than that other game, too? It seems low.
96-93 last game. So maybe that was rock bottom. So if I'm playing the total, I would play the over. Remember in that first game, the Mavs they scored like 8 points in the second quarter. We're not going to see another quarter like that out of them. So I would go over, but both teams have been out to pretty slow starts in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Man, the Suns need to get a W. They've got to be desperate here. Like, what do we do with this one? Now they're 4.5-point favorites at home. I mean, the pressure's on now as Minnesota leads this series 2-0.
It feels like what we saw last night with Orlando and Philly. I know matchup-wise, it's been all Minnesota, and we understand why with that defense. But also, by going to Phoenix, getting that home crowd behind them, we know how it can be in the playoffs. That's very different than the scene that we saw up in Minnesota. It's kind of like a plug-your-nose bet. I'll take Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Phoenix at home, minus 4.5, even though that Grayson Allen injury is not good for the Suns, but I will take Phoenix expecting some sort of a bounce back here.
Yeah, I think so too. So are we looking at Durant? Who's going to step up?
He's been the guy.
He should be the guy.
Yeah.
Talk about pressure. Well,
they probably need to cut. They need one of the other dudes. Like, are we just done with Booker?
Beal? Done with Beal. That guy is, I don't know. His points prop 17.5. Juice to the over.
I'm staying away from that. I'm just going to back the Suns in the game. Because I'm sick of trying to figure out how it's going to.
Who's
going to lay gonna out with off? The players. Yeah, yeah. It could be. I could see one of the other two, though, doing something. Gobert's tough. I think he's going to get a million rebounds, does every game. The Edwards angle is interesting because game one, he was phenomenal. And then they did a good job on him in game two, but Minnesota's still victorious.
I wonder if they're giving you anything on a Gobert double-double.
I'd assume not. Right? Because he's an automatic for double figures with rebounds. So
I see minus 175.
Yeah.
Parlay
it with something. Okay.
He did not get there in game two, believe it or not, 18-9. Yeah, his rebounds were down in the last one.
18-9. So he had 18 points. 13.5 is his prop for points. Maybe that's the play.
Yeah, I'll stay away from that.
Stay away from that.
Nurkic had a double-double last game against him.
Maybe parlay them both to get one. Same game.
I'm just going to play Phoenix.
It feels like a Phoenix spot.
Yeah.
But what about Anthony Edwards? What's he doing? Besides talking trash to KD and calling him old.
Which is funny. But, you know, everybody said he had a terrible game. He still had 8 assists in that game. Like, he was contributing to their victory. It was just paying attention to the point total. He was 3-for-12. I know you're going on the road, but my expectation is that you're going to see a better performance out of Edwards. It was
That's
just
what I'm thinking.
Surprising to see it at home. So his point total is 24.5.
I think there's probably value, and this is a bounce back spot for him.
Yep. I hear you.
This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Up next, the 2-minute drill. NBA playoffs, MLB, some draft day, day 2. It's all next on the BetQL Network. Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Jake Hassan has joined us finally. We've been missing him.
Boom.
Make an appearance. No?
Okay. God.
You guys aren't happy? Gosh. I was.
Happy. I'm happy.
I was happy when he said, "What's up, dorks?" in the chat.
I'm happy for Jake that he's here.
You come at us like that. I'm happy he's going to
Dorks has been the nicest thing I've said over the last couple weeks when I get here.
Can we even talk about the other names that have been dropped in there?
Sure.
I don't know. That we
sure.
Can.
I said virgins last week or on Monday, so that's fine.
Oh, okay. You did?
Yeah.
Joe's like, I'm not a virgin.
Only
I'm a virgin. You're a virgin, man.
Yeah. I don't read the chat, so I'm not really interested in his thoughts.
Chat, rundown, text thread.
Not bad.
All optional. So,
text thread. I respond typically.
Typically, it's a coin flip. Typically.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and sometimes I look, I'm like,
just Joe, like with his demands this morning. We need this clip. I'm like, oh, wow. All right.
That was fun to wake up to. Hey, can we get this in, Jake? Yeah. And I'm like, sure can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's Friday.
Sure, that's what I said.
Jake has summer hours on Fridays. Yeah.
Exactly, okay. Exactly what I said.
What does your shirt say?
Yingling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? Jake's back in my good graces. Not that he cares, but.
When was I out?
By the way. That's true. Yingling.
By the way, like, the blinds behind Jake, real quick. Like, we got to get him straight.
I don't even want to talk. The amount of times I've heard about the blinds, I don't even want to hear it.
The room he's in is a complete disaster. It's a mess. There's Parmesan cheese sitting there. There's hot sauce for no reason sitting on the counter in front of him.
No, the hot sauce is a joint usage by me, Mario, and Paul. That helps all of us, okay? Yeah.
Whatever. Sounds like someone hasn't had to bring food to the office in years. You know how much hot sauce covers up?
He's on video every show. The lighting's a disaster. There's the bet sign behind you. Not even a thing. It's been squashed. But for some reason, we keep putting the bet sign in. It's not a thing. Let's get rid of the bet. Okay. But let's keep the sign up. Okay. What am I wrong about?
Should I just flip it around and just start drawing on it? It's blank on the back.
Yeah.
That would be better. Yeah, those blinds are a mess. Like, it's just a disaster. The cool part was seeing Mario. Energy early, Aaron. It was more than Jake.
I love Mario. I've met him in person. Such a good kid. He also, listened to you growing up, probably, and was so excited to meet you in person, I bet.
Very nice. Is a 0.0% chance that Mario.
No.
Did you know who Joe was when you were growing up?
Yes. He knew.
He just goes, no. He just, looked at me like it's the most insane question I could have asked.
It sounds like a crazy thing, but I have met people that have said that, and it was awkward. Oh, I just heard the good- like, why would you listen to me being an idiot?
It's too late, man.
I just assumed Mario was that guy. Yeah, I don't know. I
he's trying to backtrack now and say that he did grow up listening to Joe, but we already got the true answer.
The score does reach Indianapolis. It does. And you enter the business. It's not a bad assumption. It's not a bad thought by Hawk. I understand what she's saying. Like, why would you try to work somewhere that you don't really want to be part of?
Money.
Right?
Rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Money.
Got it.
This industry.
Got it.
If that's the thought
more
process,
than zero,
you're dumber than I thought.
Okay, what is with these strays that I'm catching today? What is happening?
That wasn't a stray. That was not a stray. That was straight down the barrel.
Joe, what did I do to you, man? Why are we beefing?
We're not beefing. I'm just saying, if you entered this industry,
I'm just saying you're really dumb. Jesus.
Just saying, that was a bad response. That's all I'm saying. Right, you know it was.
Well, I was saying the general whatever, doesn't matter. I'm dumb. It's fine.
I didn't say you're dumb.
Back to Yuengling though. Like, I think I have to stand on Yuengling.
Yes, you did. You directly said that.
I kind of did. I did say you're dumb, but I didn't mean that.
Dumber than I thought.
Okay, now we're lying.
That was just a dig.
Play the tape.
What about Yuengling? What's up?
Yeah, I think I have to stand on it, being from the East, like Philly area, Pottstown, PA, about an hour from Philly,
stand
but it's
business.
Overrated. It's overrated. Anyway, 2 minute drill.
Wait,
let's go.
You were happy with when you saw it, and now you're like overrated.
Well, yeah, it's a taste at home, but I'm honest. I'm being honest too. Like, if you wore like a
taste
Domino's
like
steaks,
what
I'd be like,
you
oh, that's cool.
Beer. You ever had beer?
I was gonna say. Brown water
sparingly.
No, it's like an amber ale.
You don't drink beer,
right?
Corona.
I mean,
it's like a
let's
brown
be honest.
Corona.
I'm not picturing Hawk going up to the bar and being like, "Yeah, let me get a diesel." Like, I don't really see that in
I'd
my brain.
Two of them.
I hate
you know
beer.
What? Make them a pounder.
If someone invites me to a brewery, what? I'm like, "Do they have anything other than beer?" Because I'm not going if they don't.
There's cideries
Hawk
now.
Shotgunning natty ices.
Yes. All right. 2 minute drill. Let's do some content. All right. NFL day two draft bets you are holding. There's some markets out there. Like first running back is still available. Blake Corum markets are still out there. I guess you could bet on Mr. Irrelevant if you want to do that. Good luck to you. Some player matchups. Where are you looking on the board? That's Spencer Rattler still out there. Shout out, you know, former number one quarterback ever a couple years ago. In some ratings. What do we got?
Yeah. I'm hoping Jatavion Sanders, next tight end to go. Got that better than 3-1. Braylon Allen, that's a super long shot. 50-1 for the first running back. We're still waiting on that. I guess I understand Rattler's a popular prop. It's posted everywhere because the quarterbacks were a big story last night. We knew that Rattler was expected to be the seventh quarterback, but is someone going to take him in the second round? A two? I see plus 180 out there. I would not bet that, but nothing would surprise me. If it's a yes, no bet, I'm not going to say no, because after what we saw last night, Bo Nix going number 12 overall, I don't know. I guess he's going to go. Blake Corum, is he going to go in this second round? That's 3-1. For some reason, people are very interested in Blake Corum and where he goes. Does he end up with the Chargers? Like, I don't understand it. I think given an opportunity, he could be a very productive back, and maybe some people would bet on him as a long shot for offensive rookie of the year. But I don't know why he's the running back that people have been so attached to.
I thought this was funny. Will the Bills trade the number 33
again?
Pick? Yes, I like that. Human mind. I loved that. It made me laugh. The other one yesterday that I thought was kind of silly, but it's probably going to happen, is will the Niners draft Luke McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey's little brother? Mm. Seems like they will. I don't know if that's
the favorite available. To draft Rattler, the Raiders, plus 140. Next lowest number, 6-1. God.
I'm sure Devontae will love that.
Yeah. But they need someone.
Like, I'm thinking of, yeah, quarterback developers. Like, you go Dable. I don't know. Like, the one that I was like, would Harbaugh take him and stash him?
Luke Getsy. The Raiders OC.
There we go. He's the Raiders OC, so good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Let's go to the NBA. So we went all over the tonight's games in our last segment. So check that out on podcast or the Odyssey app. But as far as Saturday's games, I will go on the record saying I think the Cavs bounce back and set things right again against the Magic as 2-point dogs. So that'll be a play for me. But you got Cavs, Magic, Thunder, Pelicans, Celtics, Heat. Celtics laying 9.5 to the Heat. Any of those. Also, Nuggets, Lakers. Nuggets laying 3 against the Lakers in a closeout game. Sunday, Knicks, Sixers.
I like that Cleveland play. That makes sense. Orlando, the game 3 bounce back at home. Yep. And then the Cavs set things right. You're getting 2.5. I think that's a pretty good spot. OKC on the road. You know, I would take New Orleans at home. That's that typical desperation spot at home, getting 1.5. I would go there. Nothing on Denver, LA. Could I see the Lakers squeaking one out just to avoid the sweep? Yeah, they could do that, but nothing there. And I've been thinking about Boston. Should they be favored by 9.5 on the road? Probably not. But when you take Miami is when nobody's talking about them. When you're getting points and everybody's assuming they're just going to lose, they have the coaching advantage. That was in game 2. I would be surprised if they were to take game 3. Because game 4 might be the spot, but not game 3 for me. But as far as, yeah, Saturday, I agree with Paul in Cleveland and I like New Orleans.
I'm with Reed Wallach on this one. It sounds like 1-2-3 Cancun for the Lakers. If LeBron's saying, I see it all over my social media, it's just basketball. Give me the Nuggets -3. Also, I think it's a lot of points for the Celtics. I think the Heat could keep it closer than double digits.
Yeah, the 14.5.
I don't have a strong of opinion on.
That was nuts, 14.5 in Boston.
They covered in game 1, didn't they? Or did they not? It was right
they
around
did.
The number.
They did.
It was they close. Did, yeah. They won by 18. Close. Yeah.
But just knowing what we know about the Heat and, you know, Hero could have stepped up and the coaching and the experience, like, are they going to let them cover 15, 14.5 again? Like, just, yeah, looking back on it, it felt a little obvious.
Yep. Sunday, Knicks, Sixers. I think I'll be on the Knicks catching 4.5. I think similar Sixers needed it, just like the Magic needed it. I think I'll be on the Knicks catching 4.5. I think I like them to win the game. What do you guys think about Sunday?
Yes. I love it.
Oh, money line.
Well, no. I've got an exact result. Knicks, Sixers, Knicks, Sixers, Knicks. So that's what I'm chasing there.
We are plus 4.5. This close. We're this close to Sixers being up 2-1 in the series. Like, I'm not.
Did you guys see that?
I don't know about money line.
News about Bell's palsy?
Yeah.
Gosh. I thought the eye thing looked strange. They kept showing that. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Like, Joe, I hear your point on that. The Knicks also let that get away in order for the Sixers to be up, who then let it get away. So, I mean, that game could have gone either way.
Yeah. So it's been close throughout, right? So, yeah. I still think it's going to be a long series in the end. We're not going to get a number on Clippers, Mavs, Bucks, Pacers since they're both playing tonight. And same with T-Wolves, Suns. Quick turnarounds as far as this goes. So, tough to make a call this early on, but it wouldn't surprise me if the loser tonight in Clippers, Mavs, and Bucks, Pacers bounces back in game 4.
All right, Jake, kickball recap.
Sorry, Aaron, did I cut you off? Did you have anything to add there? I'm sorry. I'm all discombobulated.
No, I was just going to say, and that's why I'm staying away from betting those ones on the heels of what Joe said.
Jake, back in the win column, we hear?
We are back in the win column. Grinded out, gross game, 1-2-1, but we're back. Lineup changes worked. Defensive changes worked. We're back.
Was there a mutiny?
You play 9 innings?
Were people upset?
Seven.
Seven in
game. It was quick. It was like a 40-minute game. We burned through that. It was awesome.
No, positive vibes. Because of the win, covers everything up. Covers
honestly,
up the drama.
There wasn't any drama. When I brought up the defensive changes, I was told whatever I have to do to help the team win, which was great. So morale was high.
Wow.
That was really good. Pre-game meeting at the bar went awesome. Like, vibes were great. Our pitcher... She shows up to the bar. She had a work happy hour before, and she just looks at me and she goes, "I am loaded right now." And I was like, "Oh God, I had no idea what it was about to be."
David Wells, and she pitched a jet.
Then she goes, she was nails. Then because I think she evened it out, hit the pen a couple times at the bar. Then so she evened herself out.
Oh wow!
Oh my God!
Yeah, I was a little nervous. We were playing with fire for sure, but it worked out. So we're back in the win column. Vibes are back. Team morale is up. We're great.
The system.
Gotta make sure you're evened out for the kickball.
I think I
want
to tell her to do it again next week. Honestly, it worked pretty well.
Got to.
Even Steven.
Hopefully she's ready. All right, and that was talking kickball and evening yourself out on this Friday. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Lightning bets, our favorite plays for the weekend. Next. Paul just told an outrageous story during the break that I was dying. We'll have to have him repeat that. It is a PSA for the weekend. Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski. No Chris Mack, if you just noticed. Some technical issues from him. We missed him
for 3 hours.
Could have gone home a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Done this show.
He sat there and waited almost the full 3 hours.
Waited.
Meanwhile, we've got our lightning bets ready for you. Joe? Where do you want to start?
All right. We're going to go. I don't know. Let's fade Musgrove. Let's do that. I think the Phillies looking good. It's about a coin flip. Yeah, I see. Yeah. -106 is the lowest number. So I'm going to take the Phillies backing Nola in San Diego later tonight. As far as NBA action, all right, I'm going to go back to the Siakam well. It has worked so far in the series. Let's try it one more time. Over 37.5 points and rebounds. Still expect no Giannis in this matchup tonight. Clippers-Mavs go Zubats over 10.5 on the rebounds. Rebounding chances have been through the roof. Got a dozen last game. I think that's going to continue in this matchup. And tonight it is a bounce-back spot for the Phoenix Suns. I know it hasn't looked pretty throughout. But let's say the Suns at least steal one. Probably wrong on who's going to win that series. But I'll take Phoenix -4.5 at home tonight. As far as Saturday, yeah, as short dogs, give me Cleveland. Give me New Orleans coming up tomorrow in the NBA playoffs.
Like it. I'll be on Paul George over 24.5 points, rebounds, assists. Oh, you know what? I messed something up. And that's just points and assists. No wonder it's so low. Probably going to lose that bet. I'm a clown. Classic clown move.
Are you going to switch to PRA?
That was PRA. And I just bet points and assists thinking, this is great. He's been flying over this. I can't believe it. Yeah, that's because it's just points and assists, you idiot. So bad job by me. But hey, we're rocking with it. I already placed the bet. Obi Toppin over 7.5. He did go over that last game, did not in the first one. So I'll take my chances here now that they are home. And, you know, that's when the bench players like to step up. I'm also going to be fading no flex zone. That is Chris Flexen. Rays minus 1.5 first five run line plus 118. And a Randy Arozarena home run. He has had a home run off him before. It's plus 390. Paul has a PSA before he gets to his bets.
Yeah, was, just explain to these guys how friends of friends we're out, and I heard a story about them being in another locale and driving the car to the bar, doing the responsible thing and Ubering home. So they go to pick up the car the next day, and the car is running. The car was running the whole time. I don't know if it was a push to start issue or what happened. Oh, I didn't ask too many questions. I just laughed. But don't do that.
It's a lock. What if it wasn't locked?
I mean, the keys were not locked in the car.
The lady would have turned it off. You would think whoever worked at the bar and noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the second or third stop of the evening? I don't understand how
to deny. I'm going to say no, hopefully. But yeah, I was not there. Don't know. Secondhand story. But there it is. I will take the Cavs, as I mentioned, tomorrow, plus 2. I think they get back on track against the Magic after a little dead cat bounce. I'm on Suns. I think they show some life at home. I'll play that Bucks Pacers over. A couple good offensive teams going up and down the floor. I like that Phillies look. So I will play them. I'm actually going to play them first five, see if Nola can get me there. Guardians. So Chris Sale's not been terrible, but he's still Chris Sale. Over 3.5 team total for the Guardians. Pretty low total there against a guy that has been a frequent guest on our list of losers list in the past. And Mountcastle over 1.5 total bases. Really good history against the A's starter today. Stripling.
Jakob.
Oh, God. Okay, almost hit myself in the face with the mic. That would have been really good. There is a game that starts in a couple hours. It is the Royals, and they are dogs again against the Tigers. Just going to play them on the money line. Seth Lugo's going for the Royals. He's been awesome. Reese Olson for the Tigers. I like him, but he is a second-year pitcher, basically a rookie. He didn't pitch a lot last year. So I'm taking the Royals. The vibes are great. My Royals, I'm just going to keep backing them if I could get plus money. The rest of the card will be on Bet Slips and Bat Flips at 2 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/BetQL. I will be joining the Hawk on the Randy Arozarena home run bet, though. I really like that.
Okay. Very good. Jake, by the way, it was before you got in. I don't know if you probably didn't hear it. Gunnar Henderson. Now third favorite, AL MVP.
Yeah.
We talked about it at 100-1. BetMGM, it's 8-1 now. And Paul didn't bet it.
Joe's calling me dumb. He's digging the knife into Paul right now. Like, what is happening today?
Why am I the way that I am? Why are you the way that you are, Joe?
We're ending the week on a positive note. Oh, like you didn't know that was coming.
For who?
Oh, of course. Yeah, for who, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Man.
I will say, I did forget to tell you guys about something. Last week, 2 weeks ago, the previous situationship that I was in with the previous New York girl from November, outrageous move. Texted me last Friday just the Taylor Swift album and said you should listen to this. And I was like, what is happening right
Whoa.
Now? I was like, what?
The Matt Healy song?
Way rough. So
not even one song, whole album. Whole album. I was just like, what is happening right now?
Dude, how many, like, I'm starting to think it might be you.
Is she a Swiftie? Is she a Swiftie? Or is that just like... This reminds me of the way things ended. Like, what do you think that was?
Don't know. Did not get any further details. Got no further clarification. Only you should listen to this. No.
A conversation didn't develop out of the... Oh. I would open the door.
I just said, sure thing.
What have you done?
You said sure thing.
Sure thing would really rub me the wrong way. I don't want to hear a sure thing from anybody. Good.
I hope that's what happened then. I'm happy to hear that, Hawk, because I hope that's what I was going for. So
sure thing. I mean, the audacity. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I should have thumbs up.
My guess would be it's about track six, but Daddy, I love him.
Oh, no.
No?
I did no investigation.
You should have said, so you miss me? Question.
Hawk, I know that part already. I don't need the clarification on that part. Clearly. I know that already.
Yeah.
Which one of your exes do you miss the most?
Oh, I hope it's not 14, Jakey. I hope it's not.
Which is? I don't like.
The smallest man who ever lived.
Yeah, that was the Matt Healy song or whatever. Yeah. Was it the Trusted Pilot Project? Trusted Poets Project?
Trusted Pilot Project is really funny. Try to get your pilot's license.
Oh my gosh.
Frequent flyer miles to New York. So I have a question. Your mind.
So you didn't listen?
Like when these things end, is it like more or less amicable? And then it's like, or do you know, like you're like,
I love the in your mind to me.
There are always two versions. Yes.
Let's see. This one that we're currently talking about generally. Yeah. Like was fine.
Tell us about Madison.
The Madison one wasn't great. It didn't go super well. Yeah.
It sounds like honestly, they all miss you, though.
Again, mm-hmm. I know so. Dang. Oh, that was the other one. I didn't tell you guys about that either. I did get the hit with the 2 weeks ago. I got hit with the "What are you doing tonight?" text from the one before Madison. That was crazy.
Keep track of all this. I need like.
I didn't think she was local.
No, she is. I might have to make a PowerPoint. Just my lore.
Spreadsheet.
Yes.
Like a Charlie Day map sort of thing going on.
Now we might have to go back. It's just the whole thing.
East Coast trip, dude. Wow. Just do it. Check multiple boxes.
Just circus trip.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. East Coast.
Amtrak's
anything
great.
Happening this weekend?
Up and down.
I'm dog sitting again as my usual side hustle continues.
Are you on Rover?
And Vaughn?
Okay, I was like, who's on Rover? Vaughn.
Yeah. I just got a Rolodex. I just have a network.
Yeah.
Are these garages? Are these on the house, like, for beer sort of thing?
No. Not when it's because if it's, like, for a night, like, yeah, I don't, like, whatever. Like, I dog sat for a night for my buddy, and he was like, he tried to give me money. I was like, dude, like, we're going out tonight. Like, you can just hit me. Right. But like, if it's for a weekend, like my cousin's dog who I'm watching this weekend, like she's gone all weekend for like 3 days. Like, yeah, hit that Venmo.
What's the market for that? We've all been in a spot where we've needed money, but boy, I'd have to be down bad to do that.
The dog.
Some random animal comes in, takes over my house.
You take the dog to the bar.
Oh, I'm not. They don't come to my house. I go there. Like I'm staying at my cousin's place this weekend.
So they don't trash the dog doesn't trash your house.
Right, yeah.
It just doesn't seem worth it for the money.
And like my buddy's dog, like last week, like, I just stayed there. Like never my apartment. No.
There is money to be made doing that. Good for you.
It's pretty
decent. Know Joe famously didn't love dogs prior to getting his own. He's changed his heart a little bit. Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, Jim Rome is next. For those watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip.